Marquette University's latest poll shows the 5-point lead Scott Walker had over Mary Burke 2 weeks ago has vanished. The two candidates are tied among likely voters at 47%. Pollster Charles Franklin oversaw the survey of 1,000 registered voters, 800 of them likely to vote, last Thursday through Sunday. Franklin says the biggest shift from 2 weeks ago seems to be among independents.
In the sense that independents who have favored Walker in the previous poll by 13, favor Burke by 1 this time. And that's coupled with a surge in their turnout so that they're now as likely to say they'll vote as Democrats are, who are only slightly behind Republicans in turnout. I think the big question is, does that maintain itself?
Professor Franklin says independents can still be swayed in the closing weeks of the campaign. Franklin says another major change from the previous poll is that the gender gap has all but vanished. Women no longer go strongly for Burke, and men no longer favor Walker by a large margin.
Primarily because we shifted from, in the previous poll, a lot of very energized Republican men who made up a disproportionate share of likely voters. And those differences in enthusiasm minimized this time.
Franklin says female Democrats are no longer in much larger numbers among likely voters than female Republicans. Governor Walker has a 3-point lead among registered voters, though the margin of error in the new poll is about 3%. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.